Hey, what's up? It's Ryder. Enjoy the podcast today, where we discuss your biggest financial regret, Lisa takes another run at singing a bunch of Christmas carols, and our famous Christmas song, I Want a Zippo Pot and Chips for Christmas.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We have Lisa's word of the day.
Fervor. Mm-hmm. Intense and passionate feeling. Thank you for the fervor and passion you brought to our proceedings.
You're welcome. So this Bitcoin thing, you've been very open about how you don't understand it. And I've always been like, come on, it's an online currency. But I actually don't understand the real like nuts and bolts of it either.
So you buy some and then you wait for it to go up. That's
just a stock.
Then what is a Bitcoin?
So it's like money, but it's just on the internet. It's not like a country runs the money. The internet runs the money. If somebody can break it down for us very simply.
So people aren't holding your money for you or maybe even potentially screwing you over and taking a percentage of it.
There's not really money. There's these Bitcoins that are worth...
Is there a picture? Do they look like something or are they just like a ghost?
No, they're ghost.
I don't like this.
That's why it's scary investing in Bitcoin for anybody at any point. It's because you're buying air. Like you're buying internet air. But that they just say is worth something. Anyway, that's the Cole's notes,
right,
as far as we know about Bitcoin.
Well, there's a guy that I went to high school with that I ran into recently, and he's like, oh, you live over here? I know a guy that lives a couple houses down. He's a millionaire. He's 28 years old, and he only makes his money through Bitcoin because he invested really early on, and
right,
he knew what he was doing because he's kind of a nerd. And I was like, wow, how many houses down? I'm just kidding. We got a text in.
Hey, how old are you?
No. Hey, I noticed you have the biggest house on this block. Hey, what are you doing later?
My name's Lisa. How old are you? Oh, 34? No, you're not the guy I'm looking for.
Okay, so we got a text in to 780107 that said, I had about 1,000 shares in Bitcoin 4 years ago, but I sold it because it started to tank. It would be worth millions now.
Oh, it's just
that
the worst.
Me. It hurts me physically. My shoulders are tense. My heart is pounding. I have a rash.
I think everybody knows somebody that has a Bitcoin story. Maybe they sold too early. Our buddy Kelsey, mm-hmm, who's a very well-budgeted fellow as far as his spending. He's very careful.
He doesn't even go for lunch because he says it's a waste of money and it adds up too much throughout the year.
Which is like, a fairly valid point.
I guess.
But he bought in at like $10 with like 100 shares or something and then sold them when they doubled. But those would also be worth an absurd amount of money right now.
Sucks.
I know a guy who was telling me that he has some on the internet somewhere, but he can't remember his password and he forgets how many he bought. So that must be incredibly frustrating he's just thinking about it. He figures there's about $200,000 worth right now somewhere.
I've never had that many digits in my bank account.
No.
Ever.
Who has? Anyway, we're asking you what your biggest financial regret is because you may have gotten into the Bitcoin and then, you know, sold at the wrong time. Kaylin, yours had to do with buying a house?
Yeah, I bought a house at 18 with my then boyfriend. And it's on the Tamarack area that they just hugely developed.
Yeah.
So the house would have been worth about $200,000 more than I paid for it.
Oof. And you sold it right away, hey?
Yeah, well, we broke up.
Right.
Yeah.
Kaylin, you should have just kept pushing through even though you hated him.
No.
What?
You should have bought him out.
Yeah, I made more money than him, so I could afford it, but he couldn't.
Right.
So he was really bitter about that. And
of course.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
You too, bye.
Wait, I'm pretty sure she just said it, and then he slept with my best friend.
What?
I was saying goodbye to her, and I heard something about best friend and sleeping.
Maybe. He was bitter because she makes more money than him.
And then,
wow, what a loser. Guy sucks.
We may not have heard that properly.
Oh.
And we are trashing a guy that doesn't deserve it, but pretty sure I heard that.
We got a text in here to 780107. Getting married was the biggest financial correct I ever had. Another text saying getting married and then divorced in the same calendar year.
Oof. Yeah, that's expensive.
We've got a lot of divorcees that listen to our show.
Yeah. That, it's not a cheap process.
No.
Like, my ex and I handled it very well. as far as, like, let's not use lawyers, let's just be fair to each other. Mm-hmm. And it was still, you still have to use lawyers for certain things, and it was just thousands and thousands of dollars pissed away.
I was just going to say, I bet it helps having a cute daughter in the picture, but at the same time, it's still, that is that more expensive?
I look at her and I'm like, well, it was still worth all of that, right? To have this little memory from it all. But yeah, that's a pretty expensive endeavor.
That's a good way to put it. Everyone, beginning of your marriage, get pregnant right away, because then you can have that cute kid. If it doesn't work out, you can be like, oh, it was still worth it. It was still worth it.
Let's not take any of Lisa's advice today. We are talking about the biggest financial regret of your life at 780-107. I've got a couple that still haunt me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got back to a garage sale that was happening in my place when I was packing up to move to Vancouver. Had a garage sale to sell all my stuff.
I think I remember you telling me this story.
Somehow my hockey cards got in there, and they were already gone by the time I got back to the house, and it was a huge box of hockey cards. I don't know how much they were worth, but I know that I only got like $9 for them.
So was that one of your more serious fights? Like, I would be so mad personally, but I get how it was an accident.
Well, we were selling it, like, almost everything. You're moving out to Vancouver and you got a 300 by 300 square foot place. You're selling a house full of stuff. Like, you got to sell everything.
You wouldn't bring it as your carry-on?
I would now, looking back. And the other one was I got offered a deal to go halfers on a house with one of my best friends in Lloyd. This would have been 15 years ago. And it would have been about $65,000 each. The house was $130,000. And he sold it a couple years later. He just went solo when I said no. Sold it a couple years later for like $350,000, $360,000, like made.
That makes me sick.
A prime penny on it.
One time I bought a $200 Toblerone, but no regrets.
Okay. So there was a financial regret until you started eating it and you're like, wow, this is totally worth
it. No, it actually was worth it until I had to lay in the fetal position for like a week.
Because of the stomach aches, you know?
And my face looked like a deluxe pizza. Like, not even a pepperoni, not just pepperoni.
Right.
It's like full-blown.
Acne everywhere, right? 780-107 on the text line, your biggest financial regret, student loans.
Oh, man. See, that one is a sensitive subject for a lot of people because, I mean, I always say don't jump right into something right after, but that's bad advice too, maybe, because I just feel bad for people that waste money going to school and then they find out they hate it.
Well, we've got a girl that works here at the station who did a 4-year degree to be a teacher and realized she didn't really like kids and then went to radio school and has been paying off the student loans. Like, she has the similar student loans to a doctor because she spent 6 years in secondary education.
She said it was her first day being a student teacher that she was like, ugh, I can't do this.
Look at all the germs. You can see them. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @toops13 on Twitter. There's no use crying over spilt milk, particularly skimmed milk. Skimmed milk is watery enough already without you sobbing into it. Don't. We have Ken on the phone now, who says that he has the craziest financial regret story ever.
Which is what we're talking about this morning. So if you have one, text us, call us. We want to hear about it.
You'll have to deal with Ken's phone. It's not the nicest sounding phone, but he promises the story is worth it.
Okay, keep in mind, this was about 18 years ago. Now, I started a comic book collection when I was 12. And I had a lot of first series original prints. And one of my best friends that I grew up with, he got kind of hooked onto the crack thing.
Yeah.
He stole everything in my house. He got $100 for a $25 million comic book collection.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. When I was buying comic books, some of them were like $3,000 and $4,000. They were first series original prints, not reprints.
He sold it for $100 to get some crack.
Yeah, the entire collection. Over 12,000 comic books. He got $100 for the entire collection.
My eyes are welling up with tears because I'm so upset for you.
Did you punch him in the dick really hard?
He's so scared of me catching up to him, he doesn't want to be found.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
18 years ago, $25 million. Imagine what it'd be today with these Marvel movies coming out.
No kidding. Oh, my God.
That's the worst one. You get story of the day.
Trending this hour.
Mayor Dawn Iveson has asked that the province step in on MMA fighting, on boxing, on wrestling, all that. Just kind of dusting his hands of it and saying, no fighting until then. I don't know. It just feels like if we had a traffic problem and he's like, no more driving. Let the province deal with all the issues. Nobody's allowed to drive in Edmonton.
You should tweet him that.
Well, it just seems a little silly to me. I've been to a few boxing events. This is after the Tim Hag incident.
Right.
And I thought the refs handled it great. I thought they were organized very well. We're exposing a lot of young fighters in Edmonton to the world right now. It's not the time to just shut it all down. Yes, we have to tweak and constantly be improving and helping fighters with their safety and all of that. But just shutting down in this city and saying, no, let the province do it. I don't know. Feels cheap to me.
Okay. What I love about boxing, because I love going to those events too, is just how supportive they are to each other in the ring after that bell goes off.
Right.
And they look at each other like,
sometimes. Sometimes it's a war.
John Stamos is expecting his first child with his fiance, and he's 54. Guy doesn't look a day over 29.
Yeah, he's aging the opposite way, kind of like Brett Kissel, who joined us on the show yesterday. Guy's 27. He looks younger than he did when he was 15 and I interviewed him.
I know. Everyone was writing us being like, whoa, who is this guy? Is he single? I'm like, dude, he's married with two kids.
Yeah. And he looks
crazy.
He looks like he's 19. Anyway, that's what's trending this hour. Your biggest financial regret. Yours involves a life-size Toblerone. Some other people's is like, lost my house because of blank, or forgot to pay my insurance, and then this happened.
Paula wrote in saying, spending way too much money on my credit line and two different car purchases.
I had a buddy in Bonnyville whose credit was so bad that he went into a car dealership, and he thought the way to rebuild his credit was to buy another car. This would have been his fourth. And they gave him 16%. That was the best they could do for him. For his, what's the word I'm looking for? Interest rate. And most people's is, I don't know, about 3 for a car, 4 maybe.
That's why it's good to buy when they're like 0%.
Exactly.
Get in there.
So his was 16%. So by the time he had finished paying off his $20,000 vehicle, it actually cost him like $44,000 or something. Like just a terrible decision. And I could not get through to him. He just wouldn't listen. Hope you're enjoying that ride, Tim.
You live, you learn. Well, you spend, you learn. Alanis knows. Those aren't the actual lyrics.
No, I don't think they are. 780-107. What else we got coming in for the biggest financial regret you've had?
Alyssa says, not going to Disney more. It gets more and more expensive. Might as well go now. And then she says, I know that's not the point of the question, but Disney, money well spent. Imagine having not just one kid, but maybe 3 kids. And they're like, we want to go to Disney World, Disneyland. How expensive that would be. It's expensive to take 3 kids to a movie in Edmonton.
It is. 780-107, this text. Last year, my parents talked me out of investing $1,000 or so into a cannabis company when the stocks were at $1.10 per. They are now over $8 per. So that would have, well, 8 times the amount of money.
Look at this text. I bought a car at 37% interest rate.
I don't know what you're doing. Just run. Start running.
Put mine and my ex-husband's vacation on my credit card. He left me right after the vacation with the bill. And Sky texted in saying, biggest financial regret, marriage. Man, you guys. Okay, I think this makes me feel good. This makes me feel good that I'm alone.
You're not married.
You gonna be okay over there?
I'm fine. Dropped a couple grand on a trip to Europe, this text says. Despite everyone telling me that it was a bad idea to travel alone, I didn't really know what I was doing. Trip didn't go well, then decided to buy a house a month later and totally could have used that money on the trip. Or on the money that I used on the trip on the house. And Lala says, boobs. What was I thinking? Now I have to pay for another surgery to replace them or take them out. Plus, the cost of that surgery has since doubled in price. when she first got them.
I never thought about that. You get boobs now, you have to replace them in 10 years. Think of how expensive they're going to be.
Inflation.
Literally and...
figuratively. That's how they work, right?
I think so.
Just balloons. I came across a new report that looked at a link between food and mood in adults.
I feel like this is already a personal attack.
No, okay. I don't think so. Eating red meat and poultry can boost younger adults' moods. Hooray!
That's good.
It's like my favorite thing.
I was gonna say, like, red meat, maybe it makes people really gassy. Like, I thought it was going to be a negative. No, okay.
For those over 30 years old, you need to eat a variety of fruit because they're an array of antioxidants. You need to get that in you.
Gotta get those antioxidants.
That's to stay in good spirits there. I bring a fruit, maybe two, every day to work.
That's good.
And then, no, I just collect them. I don't get around to eating them. So I just have a bowl of fruit at work now instead of at home. It's just one at a time. They've been transferred here instead. Got to start eating those.
Well, yeah.
Also, meats that contain compounds that increase production of dopamine, the happy hormone, elevates moods as well.
Like what kind of meat?
It's saying the red meat's a big one.
Beef jerky.
Sure. And burgers is one of the... It's like I wrote this.
Donairs.
Not all is lost for vegetarians. You can actually have the same effect as eating the meat by exercising. So not only if you're going veg, do you have to give up meat, you also have to exercise more if you want those levels of the happy hormone, dopamine, in your system. That's another reason why I'll never be a vegetarian. So talking about our favorite shows from 2017. So these are new shows that came out, not just have new seasons. Like you kept on trying to suggest. Shameless. No, that's not a new show. We want to go with new shows.
Life in Pieces is so good.
See, that's close to a new show. If you haven't seen it yet, give it a go. Most of these that are coming in, Netflix.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it's changed the game of TVing.
Allegedly, there's a new Christmas special coming out tomorrow on Netflix. I don't know if it's in Canada. But people are loving those cheesy Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix special.
All right.
We'll see.
Number three on my list, the story of the female wrestling league, GLOW.
You just like their outfits.
No, I actually thought it was incredibly well written.
I'm just kidding.
I love the characters in it. Like, to me, a good show has to have a couple very strong characters in it. That's why Arrested Development is one of my favorite all time. Just so many good characters. I don't care as much about the writing, the storyline. It's just gotta have compelling characters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're up. What's your number three?
Okay, my number three is going to be... this one's really tough for me. I'm gonna go with Santa Clarita Diet.
Mm.
It's cheesy, but it's still good. Like, I binge watch the whole thing.
I have this weird trend of watching shows and then not finishing them if I'm not, like, totally sold. So all I didn't watch there was the last episode.
I did that with Stranger Things.
Yeah,
I didn't
me too.
Watch the last one because I'm scared. I saw these spoilers and I was like, I don't want that person to die.
A couple of suggestions on the text line coming in. Black Mirror from Shawnee, The Good Doctor. Nightfall on History.
I tried The Good Doctor. I couldn't get into it. I'll try it again just for you. Okay?
She prefers her doctor's bad. Number two for me, Atypical, the story of a teen growing up with autism.
It's so good.
Fantastic. What's your number two?
My number two is Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of slow at first. You got to wait like two episodes in for the character development, but it's about actual real serial killers from the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's very good. Apparently, the people that are portraying these serial killers are so creepily accurate that people were concerned if they were actual predators on the set. They had to be like, no, like, this is a really good guy. He's an actor.
Right. He just takes his role really seriously. Number one for me, top shows of 2017 is what we're talking about.
By the way, Mindhunter will have a second season.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ozark.
Yeah.
Which will also definitely have a second season. It was super popular. Jason Bateman, smashed his first real role that I know of in a drama.
There's something about those average, like, middle-aged, white-collar men that are kind of bored with their lives at home that want to be something more. And then they end up being...
full-blown badass.
Yeah, like someone that starts cooking drugs or starts selling drugs.
Well, it's like the Breaking Bad story. Very similar to Ozark. It's like Breaking Bad, but a blue-collar crime. Sorry. White-collar crime. Blue collar, white
collar. They both are white collar.
Well, cooking drugs isn't really a white collar crime. Blue collar crime.
But he is a... whatever.
One's a business crime, the other one's like street crime, is what I'm saying. I just forget which one's blue collar and which one's white collar.
Quit yelling at me!
What's your number one?
Ugh. Big Little Lies. It's so good. It's on HBO. Okay, but I want to keep going. Can I keep going? I just started Dark, and it's got subtitles, but if you close your eyes, it's really good so far. Also...
no, we're done. So Lisa claims that she knows every Christmas song.
I do.
Last time you went one for four. One right and four wrong, if I'm not mistaken.
I feel like that's not accurate.
Oh, no, it was 2 and 2. Yeah, 2 and 2, which isn't every song. Anyway, we've got four more for you lined up. So... there'll be a famous person singing the Christmas carol, and then the lyrics cut out, the music continues, you fill in the blank, and then the lyricist comes back in, the singer comes back in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're the whole of the donut.
The best part, especially when it's a jelly one. Wait.
No, that's not the whole of the donut, that's just the jelly in the donut.
But I was just thinking like the center of the donut.
Here we go, you ready? We're starting with... Santa Baby.
Easy.
Okay.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Think of all those dudes I've kissed. Next year I'll be hella cool. If you check off my Christmas list. Ba-doop-ba-doo. Santa Baby.
I don't know if hella cool is in that song, but all right.
No, that's the newer version that Ariana Grande sings.
Okay, nice. All right. Next, we're going to do Carrie Underwood's version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hold on. Well, if we're doing Carrie Underwood, I have to step up my game.
You ready? Okay, I'm just going to go even though...
Sorry, my eyes were closed. Yeah, I'm ready.
God and sinners reconciled.
No, that wasn't
in Bethlehem.
Wasn't the right part of the song. So for two so far.
At the end, I redeemed myself.
Next up, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas as performed by Michael Bublé. Once again, Lisa claims she knows every Christmas carol off by heart. I'm putting her to the test.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Gone, and soon you will see the happiness will be every between our eyes.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol
between our eyes. One for three.
I didn't feel right.
No, it wasn't right. And finally, Mistletoe as performed by Justin Bieber. Like, you at least have to go 2 for 2 after claiming you know every Christmas carol. Here we go.
Mistletoe and I, the wise men follow the stars. The way I follow my heart, your wish on my list. It's a merry, merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Won't you buy me nice things? This on my list. It's a merry, merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year.
I'm sorry, did you say boning is on my list?
I don't know.
I think you did, and I don't think that's part of the song.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey. Happy Star Wars Day, I think. I don't know. A lot of people are going tonight at midnight. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so Disney owns Star Wars. They also own Marvel, The Simpsons. They just bought Fox for $52.4 billion.
21st Century Fox on the screen. It's from a rap song.
So, what do you say we unfreeze Walt? Let him know what's up. See if he's comfortable with this.
Yeah, that's a big purchase. 500 and some billion.
Did you know that he's frozen? He wanted his body frozen.
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
There could be a chance, eh?
I know.
Someday they figure it out.
Pretty exciting. George Clooney gave 14 of his friends $1 million. Okay, not only is he rich, but he also has so many friends.
And okay. He's good looking, and he has a deal with Nespresso. Those are delicious.
Have you seen his wife? And everything about his wife is the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah,
she's such a good human.
She's badass, too.
And he's Buzz Lightyear. Did you already say that?
No. Lucky guy.
Gayla Peavy. She sings the popular 1950s Christmas song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
That song I know off by heart. She welcomed a 26-year-old hippo named Francesca, who made her first public appearance at the Oklahoma City Zoo, which is where Gayla is from.
What?
So she actually got a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's ridiculous. Hopefully our producer who wrote this song gets what he asked for Christmas. Let's go.
I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Face and think.
Only sour cream or ketchup will do.
Sour cream and onion, please.
I don't want a dog. No dinky tinker toy. I want a Zippo pot and chips to play with and get hungry. I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Maybe ketchup.
Santa Claus can come chill if he wants to. I hope he brings some goose or other Christmas juice. I'm gonna take my shirt off and show everyone my
pizza.
I can see me now on Christmas morning hanging with my friends. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes and eat nachos in my underwear. I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Darn tootin'.
Sour cream or ketchup or dill.
Maybe harvest cheddar.
No hallucinogenics. We're not watching Life Aquatic. I only want a Zippo pot and chippies. And Zippo pot and chippies want me too.
Oh yeah! Merry Christmas, everybody!
So, not only are we giving love to people that appreciate their Zippos,
mm-hmm.
but also we're giving a lot of love to Harvest Cheddar, which doesn't get recognized enough, my opinion.
Definitely an underappreciated chip.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, smile. Call your mom, tell your friend about our show, and actually listen live, 5:30 to 9 every weekday.
And also, don't forget to send me a Toblerone. I love them.